Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Jason Lusk joining us right after this. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. While there's been a lot of talk about pressure within our society, within our economy, regarding buying the necessities, at the same time, there's a lot of discretionary money out there willing to pay more for food if they believe they're getting something extra. Natural food, organic food, food that's been coming from animals humanely treated. Dr. Jason Lusk, an agricultural economist, says that spells opportunity for folks willing to step up and meet some of the demands of today's consumers.
That's exactly right. And in a lot of ways, it's fantastic. There are a lot of marketing opportunities for people in, for example, the pork production industry. And I think it's great. I think that's the market working at its best when you have consumers demanding certain kinds of products, willing to pay more for it, and producers are willing to make those changes. And I think those are fantastic, positive developments. The only thing I caution against is for those consumers who can't afford to do those things, not to impose their beliefs and their preferences on people who can't. And I think that's sometimes the challenge that comes about. So I think there are challenges, but just as you mentioned, there are a lot of opportunities for growth and for gaining new kinds of consumers that haven't been there before.
You also talked about this idea of transparency, that the industry needs to try to figure out ways to be transparent.
Yeah, that word you just used is a really important one. And I think that a lot of the concerns people have about animal agriculture are related to transparency. It seems like almost part of the mystical in a way, but also one of the reasons it seems bad in some ways is it seems secretive. But I think these are, you know, by and large, the people that work in this industry are good people. They try to treat their animals well. They try to provide a good product to the market. And I think if people could see that they would see that it's not some evil corporate conspiracy that's being foisted upon them. And so I think you're exactly right. And I think, again, thinking about creative ways of making what producers do more transparent, letting consumers onto the farm to see what they're doing, I think is all a very good and positive direction.
And we asked Jason Lusk, ag economist from OSU, about trying to get along, coexisting with those that don't particularly like animal agriculture.
Well, I think one part of it is you have to be willing to engage in the debate and be willing to engage in the dialogue. And it seems like for a long time there, you know, you might look at a group that's against your industry and try to fight against them. And that sometimes is justified, sometimes it's not. But I think there are some coming to the same table. There might be some opportunities for change. And I know that's kind of scary when you're sitting across from somebody who wished you didn't do what you did. But there are some positive opportunities there. And I think some pragmatic middle ground sometimes that can be achieved. That's not always the case, but sometimes it is.
There's a lot of folks these days who don't particularly like modern agriculture. They long for the good old days, the ways we used to farm, used to ranch. They have no real perspective of what it takes to feed billions of people here in 2013 and beyond. But Dr. Lusk says they've still got their opinions, and they're very strong opinions. He's written about that. A new book coming out that Dr. Lusk has put together called The Food Police later this month.
Yes, so I have a book called The Food Police. It comes out April 15th. The publisher is Crown Forum in New York City. It's a division of Random House. And this book, I try to do two things in this book. One of the goals is just to remind people that the people that are producing food in this country are not being manipulated. They're not some kind of evil, underhanded folks. These are good people. And I think the unfortunate reality is when you read a lot of the popular accounts of food and farming, that there's sort of a caricature painted of modern production agriculture that just can't withstand scrutiny. And so I think part of what I want to try to do in this book is sort of set that record straight and let people see what's going on and why farmers make the decisions they do. And that they're just trying to respond to consumer demands and adopt technologies will make them more efficient and bring lower prices to consumers. That's one part of the other side of it, too, is I just see a big faction of folks who are offering a lot of feel-good policies for problems that they see either related to health or environment. And I suppose those are the folks I'm calling the food police. I like to think about them as sort of the backseat drivers when it comes to food, that They think they know more than you or I about what we should be eating. And what I try to show is that, you know, a lot of the policies they're promoting, whether it be fat taxes or bans on large sodas or even certain environmental regulations, they're just not going to have the kind of consequences that they anticipate. And in fact, they're going to hurt, a lot of times, harm the very people that they claim to be helping, whether it's the poor or the farmers or what have you. So it's in a way a sort of defense of modern production agriculture and a defense of individual decision making.
Oklahoma State University professor, agricultural economist, Dr. Jason Lusk, talking about a new book that he'll have out middle of this month, The Food Police. And this particular book, indeed, talking about folks that want to dictate the terms of animal agriculture, of production agriculture. They want to dictate how we produce, and they want to dictate how consumers consume the products that farmers and ranchers produce. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, join us at high noon Saturday, April 6th at Ratcliffe Ranches, Vanita, Oklahoma, for our annual spring production sale, selling 50 ranch-ready Angus and Sim-Angus bulls and 500 functional commercial Angus and Sim-Angus females featuring first-cast spring pairs, fall-bred heifers, many with AI service to right answer, and a few registered spring cows. Visit Ratclifferanches.com for video and catalog or call 918-244-8025. Bid online day of sale at dvauction.com. Ratcliffe Ranches, genetics to build a herd on. Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes.